Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The left fielder, Laron Lee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting seventh. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Johnson. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with caught covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Lee picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lee. Santo moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp bunts towards the mound. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss fields the ball and throws to Johnson covering. Safe. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tom Buskey now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 1 in the game. Liss strikes out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Santo strikes out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 2 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Broemer moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards second. Orta scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Duncan for a passed ball. Kelly moves to third. Orta moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 2 in the game. Liss takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Liss moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Liss scores. 2 outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 3 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Orta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Liss strikes out. One out. Rusty Torres pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.